This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In New York's upscale Soho neighborhood, they're banging Cadillac into shape. This construction site on a pair of upper floors with magnificent views of the East River on one side and north to the Midtown skyscrapers is the new world headquarters of a famous brand that has heretofore been associated with Detroit.
Well, we're here in Soho, New York, where we are shaping the future of Cadillac.
That's the president of Cadillac and executive vice president at General Motors, Johan Dinesen. Cadillac is moving to New York City, not the factories, but most of the decision makers. Reviewers like Cadillacs these days, with many models a lot more nimble, powerful, and cutting edge than you might expect from a brand often associated with big and cushy. But not enough people are buying Cadillacs, and I went to visit Mr. Dinesen this week to ask why he thinks a change of venue will help.
You know, Cadillac is a brand that has a 113-year-old heritage, but we also need to keep an eye on the future. And New York is a city where global trends emerge. The rate of change in the luxury market landscape is going to be quite profound. Generation X and the millennial group will already, by 2020, account for 4 out of every 5 luxury cars bought. The Cadillac team and I want to be here at the epicenter of global luxury consumption so that we can adequately shape and position our brand to resonate with this new audience.
There's some work you think needs to be done. What's the problem with the brand?
Cadillac, while widely regarded as a luxurious brand, it is perhaps, given its 113-year-old history too, strongly rooted in what people may perhaps describe as a more traditional expression of luxury. And we know that our new target audience like a more contemporary, more forward-looking expression of luxury. And that means that if our brand is to continue to stay relevant, we have to reposition to reflect these values and philosophies.
We also like to explore organizational issues. You could do all this in Detroit, but somehow something changes in terms of how you run the company when you move it to a different location.
The way that General Motors has been organized until this point is that you have a large group of men and women who are really experts at what they do, but who are responsible for managing the totality of the range of brands inside the GM stable. Whenever you are in that kind of organizational structure, the smallest brand is likely going to be the one that struggles the most, simply by virtue of the fact that you only have so much mind share. And if you spend your entire day planning the strategies for Chevrolet and Buick and GMC, when you get to around 3 p.m. and it's Cadillac's turn, you would be forgiven for following a lot of the same strategies that you had decided on the morning for Chevrolet. Nobody at any of our competitors works on other brands. And that is why we need to cultivate out this organization that's standalone and focused only on Cadillac.
What about the timing of this? I mean, Detroit is now cool, right? As Detroit's getting cool, you're leaving?
I absolutely concur. And we very much consider Detroit to be part of our history. And as such, I would hope that the people from our hometown are also rooting for Cadillac, because our success is the success ultimately that will also go back and create wealth and affluence and success for the people of Detroit.